All right, let's all stand, please. James, we're going to talk about James, but not James the Duncan tonight. We're going to talk about James, the son of Alphaeus. If you ever read British, and I'm assuming someday you're going to run into this, they would put A and E together. If you've ever, I'm looking out there and I'm seeing people that haven't seen much of this. Any old textbook will do this too. They just combine those two letters, like a diphthong, I guess. James, the son of Alphaeus. Last week, we dealt with James, the brother of John. Everybody look at me. One of two, he had a brother. One of three, he was a special individual on the inside. One of 12. But as all people end up, he was one of one. And he died early in the church history, beheaded by Herod Agrippa, the first. Tonight, we're going to deal with the other James. And by the way, in case you want to know, I'm dealing still with minor characters, major impact. I'm not dealing with James for no reason. We're going to deal with James when I get done with Titus. So we have to talk about who the James is that wrote the book of James. And who is it? How do you know? We'll be talking about that in future weeks. By the way, you don't have to guess at everything. Chapter 10, we'll start in verse 2, please. Now the name of the 12 apostles are these. The first is Simon, who is called Peter, who is also called Cephas. I mean, lots of names. Different language groups, different backgrounds, different reasons. He also had a nickname. So, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, we talked about him last week, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew the publican. And by the way, I'm assuming everybody knows Thomas was Didymus, and that means he was a twin. Most people believe the twin was Matthew. Some people believe that there were six sets of brothers. Again, impossible to prove. It makes sense. And it goes on, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbeus, whose surname was Thaddeus. Do you know what we know about that guy? That line. Simon. Which is, one of the most common names in the first century. I actually have read archaeology that has looked up all the names that we have in all of the first century. Most common name for a woman? You already know. Mary, of some variety. Maria, in Greek. Miriam, which is the Hebrew word. Or Mariam, which is kind of a combining the two. Simon was a very common name. A lot of these were common names then. So, we have Simon, the Canaanite, which is not talking about somebody from Canaan, but a revolutionary. That is the Aramaic form of zealot that we find in Luke. And, of course, last but not least, Judas Iscariot. Again, a lot of debate about that name. If he also was a revolutionary, a dagger man, which could be from the slang of Iscariot, we have two people that had been revolutionaries before they were, well, one of them was saved, and one of them was probably, look at me, a disappointed revolutionary. Hello? Join the Jesus team hoping that Jesus gets rid of the Romans. Then he's finding out Jesus is not interested in the Romans. He's interested in getting rid of our sins. But we're interested in the Romans. And I tend to think Judas, one of his big motivations is that. I think there were probably two revolutionaries, at least very potential. And one of them was a believer, and one of them was Judas. All right, we're going to look tonight at James, the son of Alphaeus. I want to say this to you. We are going to do a deep dive in one part of history that will help you learn to think about how to do some of this. Number two, the sermon only has one. It has a purpose of telling you who James is. It has also the purpose of helping you where you live. Because in this room, James is also called something one time in the New Testament. And most of us fit that category. So we're going to deal with that piece to help all of us think about our own life. Let's pray together. Father, I ask your blessings on this time. May this be a profitable time, we ask. Bless those that are traveling. Lots of folks traveling, I know. Noel and the whole crew driving. I think T-Tom and his wife are driving to Ohio to see a baby. Lord, protect our people. Things happen. After hearing this horrible story of this young man driving back from doing good, getting hit from behind, being killed by a drunk driver, and even within our broad church family, we have connections of somebody that got hit by a drunk driver recently. Lord, protect our people and bless this time we have tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I was talking to my mother, and these are interesting stories and interesting conversations that some of us have never had. I had never thought until my Aunt Ruth sent me something, my great Aunt Ruth sent me a little bit of genealogy from my family. Have you ever wondered where Christianity showed up in your family? Some families, you're the first one. Some families, you're the second one. Some families, the third one. We come from different places. My wife knows exactly where Christianity came in her family because her mother was the first one. Is that right, Jenny? May have been, but your mom was the first one out, and others maybe. But here's my point. I never asked my mother. So one time I asked my mother, where did you get saved? Have you ever thought about asking where you got saved at? She said, like I should have known. She says, Hickory Grove Baptist Church. What's my next question? Where's that at? Well, I did a little research. It's online, actually. You dig around and do weird stuff, you can find it. Hickory Grove Baptist Church was started in the great year of 1830. It was started in the gigantic town of Wrights, Illinois. And it was started, are you ready for this? The original families of the town were last named, guess what? Wrights, W-R-I-G-H-T-S. And the original members of the church were Wrights. The church was started in 1830. John Mason Peck, the famous missionary, had part of it. But families that were already Christians and Baptists got it moving. He came along and helped. Here's the kicker. By 1886, I'm going to say something that's not self-evident. I don't think many of you have lived in the country where you're a long way from people. The church had 300 active members. And it was the largest church maybe in America in a rural area. It was known all over the Midwest. Hickory Grove Baptist Church. 300 active members. And you say, where is it at? Jenny, could you drive to Wrights tonight? I could. You say, you go north. Remember, go north right out of Carrollton, 267. Go around the bend, you take a right, you go to Burdan first, you keep on going east, and you won't run into Wrights. If you go to Wrights today, are you listening? This is what's there. That's what's there. There are no people, there's no town, and there's no church. Now here's my question. Did all the good that was done in those years disappear? All right, now I'm going to say something sad. Jenny, you were there yesterday when we were with T-Tom and Mallory. Mallory looked at me and asked me a question. Do you have a picture of Mr. Losi? Do you have one, Bambi? I looked at her and I said, yes, I do. But can I say this? Do things disappear? Yes or no? By the way, the sermon tonight is for all of you that are actually interested in serving the Lord over a lifetime and recognizing no matter what you do, it will be forgotten on earth. It will just disappear. I don't care what you do. And that's okay. This is James. Well, we're going to look into this. We're going to look at this. And you say, by the way, you know why Mallory asked me that question? She was down in the library, and Mr. Losi built everything. He walked into this building, and he would say, what do you need done? And he'd go do it, didn't ask anybody's opinion. He just did stuff. his own money. He would cut trees down so he would have things to build. Guy was crazy. I loved him. Still do. By the way, most of us will be forgotten by everyone, and I think that's okay, but we won't be forgotten by God. In your notes, what do we find about James, the son of Alphaeus? First of all, he's the other James. And that's just the way he's always kind of mentioned. I've already read Matthew, so I will not read it. The parallel passage in Mark says this: Andrew and Philip and Bartholomew and Matthew and Thomas and James, the son of Alphaeus. But he's already mentioned James and John. He's the other James. How would you like to be known that way? Well, there's James, and then there's the other guy, the other one. Luke 6, verse 15. Matthew and Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called, and this is the Greek form of Canaanite, Zelotes, the Zealot, which was a revolutionary group at that time. Acts 1:13. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew and Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with all and with his brethren. Here are some simple thoughts. This James is mentioned in all four of the list of apostles. There's four lists, one in Matthew, one in Mark, one in Luke, none in John, and one in the book of Acts. Four times he's mentioned in all four. Secondly, he's listed as an apostle. We start that, we recognize that, and that's fine. He's listed as an apostle. Thirdly, he's listed as the son of Alphaeus. What was the purpose of being listed as the son of something? Yes, and we didn't have last names. Last names are very recent, friend. Why do you think we have so many names in Swedish, Norwegian, English, with a part of son in the name? Do you think it just showed up? John's son. I mean, you get all of those, of course, because names, it's very recent in English history, but it hasn't been around much in any history. You were pretty much known. Actually, in the ancient world, you would probably be James from that city or that little area, or James the son of, or James the carpenter. You had to identify people, and they didn't have names. Didn't have. By the way, would you believe they didn't have social security numbers? So he's mentioned in all the lists. He's listed as an apostle. He's listed as the son of Alphaeus, and the purpose of that is to distinguish him. As I say in your notes, I'm James, but not that James Duncan guy. I want to be very clear. James Duncan knew James, but not James, the son of Alphaeus, okay? You're not that old, Jim. By the way, that's how we distinguish. It's just that simple. When I came to Lake County, it's hard to believe now. Amy's always struggling trying to get teachers, a perennial problem. My first year here, well, let me take another angle, then I'll come back to my first year. Do you realize there was a period of time in the very, very early 2000s when we had four people in this church by the name of Ralph? What's the chances of that? I've almost never been any place that a person had my Ralph name. I don't like Ralph. Does anybody like their name? We used to have four of us. One moved to Florida. The other ones, well, they're not here. But I got two people to work here my first year that we have never had people with their names. One of them taught fourth grade. Who? Buffy, and Bambi. I have never had to worry about a Buffy and a Bambi 1 and 2. That's pretty unique. But by the way, James was a common name. So that's one thing we learn about him, the other James. Just introductory, friends. Number two, this one gets both technical and interesting for me. The lesser James. One time, I think he's called James the Less. Mark 15:40. Now, there were also women looking on afar off, among whom was, and by the way, Mary is just all over the New Testament, because Miriam was the most prominent woman's name for centuries. Miriam, which would be Mary in English, Maria in Greek, or Mariam. So you have Mary, the mother of James, well, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James the Less. And Joseph, which is Joseph, by the way, in Hebrew, and Salome. We find in 16 verse 1, and when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. If you read the other God, there's just Marys every place. Matthew 27, 6, and says, among them was Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph and the mother of Zebedee's children. Lots of people by the name of Mary. James the Less. Now I want to ask you a question. How would you like to be called James the Less? If you're reading an ESV, and I hope some of you are, you'll learn something tonight. There's reasons. By the way, we're just guessing at what it means. We know what the word means, but what did it? It's probably a kind of a nickname. Three possibilities we'll get at. His name, of course, is James, which in Hebrew is Yaakov, and in Greek is Yaakobas, which is Jacob. James is actually Jacob. That's what it means. So obviously, Jacob would be a common name among Jewish people, not as common today as Abraham or some derivation, not as common as Isaac or some derivation, but it's very common. He was also called the Less, which means this. One of three things: younger, smaller, or less important, or less well known. I'm not sure there's a difference between being less important and less well known, but I think probably, now I think the ESV, is anybody reading ESV? I think it doesn't say James the Less, it says James the what? Anybody? Nobody's reading ESV out there. Nobody's reading anything. I think it's translated differently, which is fine because it means one of the three. It could mean he was simply the younger James. It could mean he was the smaller James, and it could mean he was the less important. So I got a question. How many of you like to be less important? I asked you a question. How many of you like to be less important? Do you realize in the big picture there's not an important person in this room? There's not an important person in this county. Friends, this is part of life, but man, how would you like them to call you James the Less? Oh, by the way, less is, of course, is mikros. We get microscopic. That is really pleasant. Oh, you're the microscopic guy. You're so important we can't even see you. In your notes, it seems, and this is a little technical intentionally, it seems there are three James mentioned in the New Testament. James, the brother of John, James, the son of Alphaeus, and James, the brother of our Lord, our half-brother technically, but brothers, how he's mentioned in the New Testament. That's what seems to be true. But not all people agree with that. And I want to touch on this because you'll run into it. Liberals do not assume, accuracy. They don't assume that the scripture is accurate in any fashion. They think it was just written by men, thrown together for lots of different reasons. And therefore, you might end up with actually five or six different people by the name of James. Because they don't believe it was reporting history. They think it was talking about people's feelings and experiences and religion that they were creating long after the events. Well, as a Christian, we look at things a little differently. So in your notes, our assumptions drawn from many texts and ideas. Now, by the way, I don't have time to get into this, but here's the ideas. Everyone look at me. If you're a Christian, you must look at Scripture like Jesus did. And he looks at Scripture as accurate, reliable, inspired. I'm not going to give you the text. We don't just decide, well, liberals think this is all made up. We think it's true. If you're a follower of Christ, you have to have his beliefs. And his beliefs were Scripture was inerrant, inspired, God-given, reliable, true. Very big difference. So our assumptions as Bible believers, and I think those assumptions are good, based on lots of text in the New Testament and Old, and ideas or doctrines, we believe this. The authors knew the men. The authors knew the men. Is that fair? Friends, if Matthew was an apostle, one of the 12, and he wrote Matthew, he would have known James. He would have also known what? Both James. Mark was a younger follower, not one of the apostles, but he associated with both Paul and Peter. He would not have known, but Peter would have known James the brother and James the son. They would have known these people. That kind of makes sense. I mean, that's just assumed. So we assume that. The authors knew the men. Next, the authors were not confused. Is it possible to be confused? Yes, it is. But we assume under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and checking records and conversations, they were not inaccurate. The authors were not confused. Next, the authors certainly were not making stuff up, which is what most people think the Bible is, people just making stuff up. It's not made up. And by the way, the authors certainly were not making stuff up much later for political purposes. I don't even know what the political purpose would be to have two different guys or three different guys named James. I don't see a political purpose, but that's what they say. Next page. Here's where it gets hard. The authors, we also assume, meaning the authors were not attempting to tell us everything. The authors were, how would you tell people everything about everything? These two statements I'm going to pull over for a moment. The authors were not attempting to tell us everything. And next, the authors will assume many things. I think when you read the scripture, you realize they're not lying. They're not making things up. They're not anything like that. But they're not telling us everything there is possible to know about these characters. So everyone look at me. Was anybody awake this morning? I know several people weren't. I mentioned two words. Dear Stan. And I had people go, I'm like, and I start, do I need to explain what a deer stand is? Sister, do you know what a deer stand is? No. I see it right here. I'm like, I realize no matter what you communicate, if you're communicating in-house, everybody knew there was a James, the brother of John, James, the son of Alphaeus, James, the brother of the Lord. They knew that. But they assume you know it. Well, 2,000 years later, you don't know those people. This morning when I mentioned Deer Stand, and poor Nellie was sitting out there, and she was like, Deer Stand. Now, I've never been in a deer stand. Honestly, I have no problem. I have family that they hunt fish. They live hunting and fishing. I have a whole group in my family, take a breath, that have never purchased meat and never purchased fish. And one time, Jenny, you were at the party. There was at least 100 of us there. We had a fish fry, and all of that fish had been caught. I mean, that's just what they do. Me, I eat, but I'm not interested in hunting and fishing. You say, do you like to shoot? Well, how much did I shoot this 4th of July, Jim? Cliff, how much did I shoot? Do I like to shoot? I don't know. Haven't done it in a long time. Doesn't interest me. My point is, anything you mention, so I'm going to do something else. I'm from the state of Illinois. If I go to my family and I say this, we went across the border into Wisconsin. How far is Wisconsin from Jersey County? 340 miles. I got a question for you. How do you get to Missouri from where I grew up? You have to, first of all, cross the Illinois River. Then you have to go across the bluffs of Calhoun County and cross. Are you guys listening? You have to cross over Calhoun County and go into Missouri. There's only one ferry, the Golden Eagle Ferry, to cross in or the Brussels ferry. I can't remember which it is now. That both of them are there. One crosses the Illinois, one the Missouri. There used to be one at Hamburg, Illinois. You say, what are you talking about? If I talk about that, everybody where I'm from knows about it. If I talk about going to Wisconsin, well, of course, you probably are Wisconsin this week. We all go to Wisconsin. You see the difference? Look, my friends, when you read the Bible, they're not making stuff up, but they can't tell you everything. How could they possibly explain questions we're going to have 2,000 years later? They just kind of, it's like, what did Mr. Losey look like? Do you have a picture? Yeah, right here. I can still see him. Tim, you can see him. You can see him at a Chinese buffet, taking his glass, putting Mountain Dew, root beer, and tea together, coming back with a grin this big, and he always said the same thing, I'm having a mixed drink. And they were terrible mixtures. You say what? You know him. Got my point, I hope. I hope. Say it again, friend. We assume the authors were not attempting to tell us everything. I don't think they could tell us everything. The authors will assume many things. Things we cannot know the exact same way. It's just not possible. So I give you the two examples. Think Wisconsin, think a deer stand. Can I say this, friend? Please look at me. I was talking to a young pastor nearby within an hour in Illinois here. We had a nice conversation. And I said, you ought to try preaching in different countries. I remember, this is for the old people here, like Jennifer Kowak, really old. I remember in this church mentioning Toto going behind the curtain, and you found out the Wizard of Oz was just an old geezer. I remember saying that in this church, and two-thirds of the church were going, that's the problem when you read the scripture. Some of the things, they're not lying, but they're not going to tell you everything. They is, you know, how could you possibly do so? Well, that's close enough. Let's go to the conclusion of this portion. This is the practical side. James, the King James says, James the less. Can I say this? The King James tries not to commit. It's a non-committal. The word means younger, and I say it's possible he was just younger, so they called him James the less because he was younger. That's possible. Maybe. Smaller, that's possible. Maybe he was, or possibly he was simply smaller than the rest. That's possible. I've already told you in my dad's family, he had a big ant dot and a little ant dot, and I don't want to go there. And I always thought, now, I don't know which one you'd rather be called less. If you're big ant dot, what does that imply? If you're little ant, you know, but that's what that was, Jenny, you've heard those names, and they talk. By the way, I couldn't tell you one of them. I didn't know them. They were my dad's aunts. We met a group of them, and there were 19 of them. How would you keep them in line? They lived in down where I lived, or they lived across right across the river, the Mississippi River in Missouri, some of them lived. We actually went there one time and had a great time with them. Yeah, so was he younger? Maybe. Smaller? Possibly. My impression? Less important, probably. Is that a fair statement, friends? I think James, the son of Alphaeus, look at me, friends, just wasn't very well known. Does that make him unimportant? In your notes, I say this, as are all of us. But not important, or, and I'm saying this two different ways, are not unimportant, it's just not all of us can be the Apostle Peter. Not all of us can be Paul. And in the big world, some people come out as the lesser. And that bothers us. So, I'm seated in a restaurant. Now I'm going to pick on all the folks not from the Philippines. I'm seated in a small little restaurant attached to the hotel in Davao, which in this room, a couple people have any clue, have been Davao, in the south part of the Philippines. I'm there with a young pastor. He's a youth pastor of the church that I'm working at. and his wife. I'm not sure if they were married or about to get married. I can't remember. Lovely people. I keep up with both of them, and they have a daughter. It's beautiful. So I'm seated there with them, and I'm being, all right, take a breath. She is pretty. She knows she's pretty, and she wants to be known as pretty. You say, we don't have people like that in our church. I'll go there in a moment. All I know is I'm sitting here, we're eating, having a nice meal conversation, and I'm sitting next to the husband, and she's over there, and I've met her, and I know her family. Her dad and mom got saved in the church in the last 4, 5, 6 years. The girls had been saved earlier, the daughters. So, you know, we're chatting away, and in this little bitty restaurant walks another woman who is pretty. Do you all understand her? Pretty-er. And much more provocative. Now, this is me. I'm just minding my own business. I don't care about some woman that... She comes in, and I look at the young pastor's wife. Sweet lady. And you could see this. Cliffy, I'm sorry you can't see. I just saw this. For about 3 to 5 seconds, she didn't know anybody was seeing. Because can I say this? We don't like people more important than us. Watch guys. Guys have ego problems. Not these guys over here. Marines never forgive me. By the way, males have ego problems. Come on, friends. I'm on the road. Somebody pulls up next to my Prius and wants to race me. Really? We have ego problems. Who's the smartest? Who's the tallest? Who's the strongest? I don't know if we have problems with who's the best looking, because that is just not a problem in this room as far as I can tell. Women? Who is pretty? Thank you. Friends, I'm going to say the sermon tonight is to do a couple things. Tell you who James is, and I want you to look at me. To start thinking about you. I don't want to ever hear religion in this church. Well, that doesn't bother me. We all have these issues in our own areas, and they're not pretty. Can I ask you, would you be good with being called James the Lesser? Let me ask, what? Not at all. Snotty. but my guess, it was like a nickname. But can I say this? On the hill where I grew up in the Bluffs, if you went up to the top of the hill and drove down, and it was down the big hill to the bottom, in the middle was a house. His name, this is what's funny. This was, and he was a year or two older than me, Jimmy Little, James the Less. Isn't that funny? Friends, look in your notes, please. I don't want to be goofy here, but I do want to be goofy because, can I say this? I hear all the stuff where I have to feel more important than someone else in order to feel good. You know, he's not smart. I actually had a person that talked around me, never to me, that I'm as smart as Pastor Warren. Can I say this? I am well educated in some areas. So are a lot of people. Why would you have an ego? Look at me. If you think you're smart, get yourself in an area where you have no intelligence. Then you'll know you're the lesser. It's okay. There shouldn't be those kind of ego problems. We all have places. By the way, he's important. I'll get ahead of myself. You do realize he's an apostle. An apostle, one of the 12 people Jesus chose. But we don't know much about him. We got to get beyond this stuff. You say, all I do is, everybody has a role to play. These are verses that have helped me. The first one has helped me the most. It's in a section of Ephesians written to servants/slaves. in the Roman Greco-Roman world, that's a broad term, but it was always people that would be considered somewhat lesser. And Paul says, and by the way, in 1986 and 87, this was my life verse, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man or any woman doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or. Friends, once you understand, you say, I'm just Ralph the Little. Now, I'm not little in physical, but am I important? I don't know, not particularly. You got to get okay with that, because you do what you do for the Lord, and you get moved past who's the prettiest, tallest, fastest. Now, the only group that I have seen worse than who's the pretty and prettier, singers. Oh, God, help me. When I went to Bible college, there was a guy that was a tenor, and I thought he had a nice voice. He put out a little, this is dating me, Brian, just don't listen to this. He put out a cassette tape. When I went to St. Louis, I gave the cassette tape, Jenny, to Rick Beats. I was blessed by the singing. Rick Beats, who also was a tenor and a singer, Tim, you already know what he did, don't you? He came back and told me he was flat here, sharp, and I'm like, what's flat mean? What's sharp mean? My point is, we all have places where I have to be the best. Look at me. Be what God wants you to be. Serve him. Do right. God will reward that. Get over you got to get over, he's lesser, I'm more. Terrible way to live your life. The other verses are just encouraging verses in general. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. All right, I'm only going to say three things tonight. Number one, he's the other James. Number two, he's the lesser James. Probably in my way of thinking, it could have meant he was a smaller, could have meant he was younger. I think the ESV says younger, because the word means that in the proper context. I tend to think he was probably the guy that was just less well-known, less important. You say, what did he do? All he did was serve his Lord, number three, as an apostle. That's not bad. Not too many of us are apostles. Matthew 10, verse 2. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. These are the people that Jesus chose. In his name is one of those names. Skip the verses and go down to the statement. We don't know much, but we know, in one sense, he was exceptionally important. You say, why? Ephesians 2:20 talks about the apostles and prophets being the foundation of the church. If you go down beneath, and apostles were given for the foundation. He was part of the foundation of the church. Ephesians 3, verse 5, which in other ages, talking about this new revelation about the concept of a church, no longer will be Israel in this age, it's going to be the church age, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is the word revelation. So here was a man, Jesus chose these men. Judas, he always knew, was unsaved. I think Paul becomes part of this. Maybe James, the Lord's brother in some ways. Let's not get technical, but these are the men that were given to found the church as the foundation, to give us revelation, to write the scripture. And thirdly, for edification. That's one of their big points. So it says in Ephesians 4:11, and he gave some apostles. We don't have apostles now unless you're 2,000 years old. These men are gone, but they were given at the beginning. Some prophets, that's the same. Some evangelists, which means, I think we would probably call that church planters, missionaries today, those who bring the gospel to new areas. And some, me, pastors and teachers. But what was the point of all this? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God into a perfect man, into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So, James, what do we know? He was the son of Alphaeus. He's the other James. So look at me, friends. Everybody, we have in the New Testament James, the brother of John, James, the son of Alphaeus, and we have James, the brother of our Lord, and in our church, we have James Duncan. James Duncan is the other James. Is that okay? The answer is yes, it is. He's the other James. Number two, he's the lesser James. Lesser known, I would think probably in some ways lesser important. However, he was still an apostle for the three purposes: foundation of the church, further revelation, and the edification of people. And I think that's important. Let me say this and I'm done. Everyone look at me. I realize, by the way, I'm speaking and we're still spinning religion. I know we do this. I can tell because we don't get simple things. Friend, let me say this. Whatever God calls you to do, that's important. Will people remember? No. My call. Do you have a picture? I'm metaphorically asking you the question of the Lichtenbergers. Where do you have it at? Right here. The rest of you? Probably not. Do you have a picture? I can still have a picture of Don Askew leading the singing. Don Askew was not the most musical guy I ever met, but I love to watch him. I love to watch him lead the singing. You don't know who these people are. By the way, in 20 years, they won't know who you are. Will that be okay? Knowing that whatsoever good any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Lesser, but not lesser in God's work. Just lesser in people knowing who you are. That's okay. Let's pray, please. Father, thank you for this time. This is a beautiful text. This is a beautiful story. And I think it's good for us to think about being lesser. We're not all going to be the next president. We're not going to be a senator. We're not going to be a multi-billionaire. I think that's okay. You have places for us, and you have work for us to do that has eternal, everlasting benefit. Father, help us to get engaged with that. Help us to get over who's the smartest, fastest, prettiest, and all of that stuff. Help us just to move forward loving you, serving you, and be comfortable to be called the other James, the lesser James, because we still have a role to play as the Apostle James or whatever God's role is for us. Thank you. In Christ's name, amen. Let's stand, please.